We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM. Joe and Evan on the Fan. Joe and Evan on WFAN.
All right, 204 on the Fan, and a very good Wednesday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon, of course, the great John Jastrzemski, JJ. Filling in for Evan, who's on vacation. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 6 o'clock, Big Mike Francesa comes your way. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. We're live. You know we're at a Town Fair Tire studio. Nobody, 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 and nobody again beats Town Fair Tire, and that would be nobody. Bro, how are you? Big? Are you, now, you're rocking your Syracuse today. Very nice Syracuse sweatshirt, by the way. I like it.
It's the old school Syracuse sweatshirt.
I like it. Like I said, I think Derek Coleman. I think Pearl Washington. You know, I think that's what I think of when I see that. John Wallace. You know, all those guys.
Carmelo Anthony.
Melo. McNamara.
Jerry McNamara.
All these guys. That's when I see that, that's what I think.
And listen, I had a wreck.
And they play Louisville tonight.
They do.
I used to really like Louisville.
Well, when Rick Pitino was a
coach? Well, even when Denny Crum was a coach, went back before
you
were born.
Oh, you're going way old school.
When they won a couple national titles with Denny Crum in 80 and 86.
See, I hate Louisville because Syracuse never beat Louisville when Rick Pitino was a coach.
Right.
And I mean never beat Louisville when Rick Pitino was a coach. Including a couple of games at the Big East tournament that made me sick in 2009 and then again in 2013. So to get a little revenge tonight would be, you know, just with the Dr. Earl.
I understand.
It's not it's not the March Madness
cycle. Well, it's a bigger game for the Cuse than it is for Louisville.
Hands down.
There's no doubt about it.
You know, the usual rite of passage talking about the bubble without mentioning Syracuse. I mean, we're used to them year after year.
And I always say this about the Cuse. When the years when they are, you know, really good, you know, those are the years when they, you know, they get knocked off as a 2 seed by the 15th seed, like they did with Richmond that one year. And it was a 2, right? That year they lost to Richmond?
They were a 2.
Right.
They were a 1 seed. They lost to Butler in the Sweet 16.
Right.
That's when Onuwaku blew out his
knee. But they didn't lose as a 1-16. They did lose as a 2-15.
No, but it's funny. The year with Fat Melo, they almost lost to a 16. They made it all the way to the Elite Eight that year, but they were like a minute away from losing to a 16.
But that's generally their MO. Like when you don't think they're going to do much, that's the year they do much. So if they somehow get in, they're always dangerous.
I would agree with that. I just don't think they're going to get
it. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
I hope you're right about that.
And a big night. It's a big night for Seton Hall tonight. They're coming off two straight losses. That bad loss they had last week against Providence when they were down by 30 before you could turn around. They need to come back and get a win tonight against a very good Butler team that's probably going to the NCAA tournament as well. And then Rutgers will try to do something they haven't done, and I don't think forever, and that's beat Michigan. And they got Michigan tonight at the rack where they're 17-0, undefeated so far this year. So you got two big games. Your Syracuse team, which is like the, you know, the local team in
the
New York anyway.
The unofficial local.
Pretty much.
Them and UConn.
Yeah, I guess UConn.
Although UConn's
not
much,
as
closer,
much.
Yeah.
Not as much.
You don't think so?
Nah, because I think there's a much bigger, you know, base of people that have gone to Syracuse from this area.
Well, especially
plus, how
in
many
all
guys
business.
Oh,
I mean, my goodness.
My God, it's
sickening.
A laundry list of greats that have gone to Syracuse.
And I'm like the D-lister on that
list. You're up there.
No.
Marv
Albert
went to Syracuse.
It's Tirico. Ryan
went there. No doubt about it. Eddie Coleman went there. Malusis, right. A lot of guys went to Syracuse.
But on a basketball note, Joe.
Yes.
As I'm like getting ready for the show.
You
and I'm
up?
So astroed out. Well, I'm going to
astroed out? Come on, no you're not. That's why you wore orange today, too.
No.
You want to talk more Astros.
Please.
Who's taking a shot at him today?
Maybe my sister. You never know. She might be calling back for more. But on a much more serious note,
Sidney
I got to say.
Sidney Crosby, is he going after him today?
He might be. Who knows? Maybe
Patrick
a presidential
Mahomes?
Candidate.
Is Patrick
they got
Mahomes
a debate tonight?
Taking a shot today, Adam?
Maybe it'll be Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, the debate
Mahomes.
Tonight's going to be interesting. That's going to be that's a must see debate.
That's something you DVR.
Everybody
after
taking
the
shots at Bloomberg. That should be good.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
But I read in the New York Post that Tom Thibodeau believes he is the front runner.
He wants the Nick job.
That he wants the Nick job in the absolute worst way. And, Joe, I know I was telling you a couple of days ago I was all in on the idea of Jeff Van Gundy getting the job, but I would put Tom Thibodeau right there. First of all, here's what I like about Thibs.
No, I like Thibodeau.
New York Times.
Didn't do a great job in Minnesota.
But he did a fantastic job in Chicago.
No, he was very good with the Bulls.
And the fact that he is as tough as nails,
and
the fact
defense.
That he's
he
a basketball
defense.
Lifer.
He demands defense.
That's the
and he was
sort
also
of intensity
a, he was
we're
also
dying
a
for.
Nick assistant coach, too. So if they bring Thibodeau in, I'm fine with it.
It's going to come down to the front office and how they draft and how they develop and go about their business way. But if you want to gain, to me, instant credibility amongst the fan base, you're going to gain, I think, a good amount of credibility getting a guy like Tom Thibodeau, who's the number one seed for a couple of years in Chicago. The guy can coach. You and I both know he comes in and can
it's
coach.
It's all about defense. It's all about defense with Thibodeau. So I love that.
Well, I think the issue would be, can he connect and relate with the young player? That was the issue in Minnesota, whether it was Carl Anthony Towns, whether it was Andrew Wiggins. It felt like at the end there, they're almost tuning him out in a way. But I think if you bring him to a Knick team that's basically gutting it, you bring him to a Knick team where you say, this guy's going to be here. You got to prove to me as young players that you too are going to be here. I think he's the sort of coach that would be ideal. I mean, if you're asking me right now, I can draw up who the next coach is going to be. I saw that Jay Wright rumor we talked about it the
never
other
happened.
Day.
Jay Wright's never leaving Villanova.
Not a chance in hell he's leaving Villanova.
Look, and I'll tell you, it probably is even fueled more by what happened with Beilein now. That Beilein's basically leaving Cleveland after half a year.
Half a year walking away from $12 million.
He made a mistake. I said it when it happened. When I heard that to begin with, I couldn't believe it. I said, what are you doing? We talked about this with these college coaches. You know, forget about it. You're a star. You're a deity when you're at college. You come to the NBA, especially with a crummy team like Cleveland. Where do you think you're going?
Oh, especially. And if you're John Beilein now, you're going to have the pick. I mean, whatever college job you want, you're getting it.
No doubt about
it. But think about the situation he walked away from at Michigan, where he had taken two teams to the national championship.
Yep.
He is a Michigan man through and through. That's his alma mater. So it was a puzzling decision, to say the least.
Juwan Howard's done a nice job there, though.
He has. And listen, he's a guy that was waiting for his chance in the NBA, much like Patrick Ewing.
Right.
He gets it in college.
Right.
He gets it at his alma mater.
I tell you one thing. If you would have told me 25 years ago that one of the Fab Five was going to be a coach anywhere.
Oh, no chance.
I would say, what, are you out of your mind?
No chance.
So
if only
I guess
we had
he'd be
Chris
the one.
Weber on the sideline.
I guess he'd be the one. I could never see Chris Weber coaching. Although I could never see Chris Weber being in the booth either, and he's really done a real good job as an analyst.
Well, he's made his mark. I mean, he's made
good.
His mark.
He's good.
But if you think Jay Wright's coming to the NBA, you got another thing coming.
No
so the dream candidates to me, the ideal candidates, Joe, I could sign right on the dotted line. Jeff Van Gundy, Tom Thibodeau, I put him equal.
Okay.
Mano y mano.
Okay.
You give me either guy
Miller's
that coaching.
Miller's clearly out. No doubt. No, I mean, no matter what Miller does the rest of the year, he's done.
I don't think there's anything Mike Miller can do, and I'm okay with the idea of bringing him back and having him on the staff as an assistant. I just think this franchise, Joe, being the biggest joke in sports that they are, being the joke in this town that they are, they need a name that all of a sudden gives them credibility. Jeff Van Gundy gives you credibility. Tom Thibodeau gives you credibility.
Do.
No knock on Mike Miller.
No.
He just doesn't do that for you.
I mean, look, it's unfortunate because I think Miller's done a real good job here. So, and who knows what he turns out to be. But, look, the Knicks need to bring a name in. I get it. I'm good with either Thibodeau or Van Gundy. I buy Thibodeau more than Van Gundy. I just don't see Van Gundy coming back here. Don't see it.
Part two?
Yeah, I just, you know, usually part two doesn't really work out too well.
I get that.
And I don't, you know, I think of Joe Gibbs in Washington.
Did take a couple teams
Ralph
to the playoffs,
Hack, though. Ralph Hack, when he came back to manage the Yankees. You know, I just don't see that, you know, and it doesn't ever really seem to work out when it's the second time around.
Joe, totally get it, but it's such a long time removed from Jeff Van Gundy coaching that I think that fire and I think that desire to win would be there. That said, I see what you're saying with Thibodeau. Thibodeau is a basketball lifer.
And he's been coaching. You know,
and
he's pretty
coach.
Much has
That's
been coaching.
What he wants to
right.
do.
You know, Van Gundy's been in the broadcast booth for a while now.
And on the flip side, how about the Brooklyn Nets? Year one, right? Year one of this Durant-Kyrie Irving partnership.
You
and
know
we
my
knew.
Feeling. You know Listen. My feeling on Kyrie. The guy never plays. I mean, you know, he's probably going to be done for the year.
Well, he should be. At this point, what is the point of him playing?
What's the point?
What's the point?
Right.
But the end game here with the Nets, and you find out earlier in the day that Kevin Durant basically ruled out the idea of coming back. I mean, if you're Kevin Durant, you'd be crazy to think about getting back on a basketball
court. Well, the only way I could see Durant coming back is if they're in the playoffs, they're the seventh seed, the eighth seed, whatever they wind up being, and he says, hey, I'm going to come on this, you know, seventh seed team, and let's see if we can make a run. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you think you rule that completely out?
Well, basically, he went on Taylor Rooks' podcast early in the day and basically said, I'm looking forward to the opening day.
Totally out. Not even the playoffs. I'm not doing that.
Sure sounded like a guy who's ready for next year.
All right.
And I think that's the right course of action if you're Brooklyn. Look, your partnership with those two guys, you need them to be 100% right. So if Kyrie Irving's dealing with this shoulder, what, to come back and be a 7 or an 8 seed, to get smoked by Milwaukee or Toronto,
well, that's Kyrie.
These top teams are going to be, with Kyrie Irving, it's not worth coming back with your shoulder. And with Durant, when you consider the severity of his injury, coming back from the Achilles, everything that went on last year, I don't need Kevin Durant back on the floor this year.
No, look, I'm sure Evan would love to see him back if they, you know, in the playoffs. For what I just said, but, you know, you're right. But I don't know. Maybe I still don't completely rule it out no matter what he says.
See, I don't buy it.
You don't?
I just don't
Not
buy
at all,
it.
Huh?
No, I think you got to be cautious. You got to be safe with Durant. The last thing you want is a repeat of what happened
with
Golden
State
last year.
No, you don't want that.
Remember, everybody was pressuring Durant. You got to come back. And to his credit, he did and played his tail off for about a quarter, and then basically the body gave out.
He walked off the court.
And boom, we're out the Achilles.
Yep. No, you're right.
And I'm wondering with that partnership, because when they made the big moves, it was about winning a championship. And I think a lot of people are going to look at Durant, and they're going to look at Irving, and they're going to look at Brooklyn as a whole, and they're going to say, ultimately, does this work out? Is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
We'll see. They got to win a title. The Nets have to win. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, anything short of an NBA championship for the Nets with, forget even about Kyrie, but with Durant there, it's not going to be good enough.
No, because
they
gotta
win.
Put together those two guys with the idea of winning.
So they have put themselves in a win-only position. Anything short of that, it will be looked at as a failure that they brought him to Brooklyn.
And let's be honest, you start grading him next year. I know we're going to kill Kyrie Irving for his first year in Brooklyn, but at the end of the day, you're grading those two guys starting next year at this time.
It does bother me, though, with Kyrie. I mean,
it's
going to
bother you. I get that.
I mean,
but
judging
those two, you know what I mean, is like a partnership. Yeah. That's what it's about.
Kyrie's along for the ride with Durant.
Well,
that's
I hope that he could be a good number two.
I look at him as being the guy he was in Cleveland with LeBron. I mean, that's what he'll be.
But if that works out, then okay.
Well.
I don't need him
title.
To be number one on this
championship
team.
Or bust.
I would agree with that.
For the Nets.
2:15 here on this, Wednesday afternoon?
Wednesday already.
That's right.
Time flies
when
you're having fun.
You
even when you're not. Believe me, even when you're not, it
still flies.
Right.
You know it. It's Joe Beningo. It's John Jastrzemski. I'm home down to 4th Forever Roberts. Get aboard 877-337-6666. Tom Thibodeau, front runner for the Knick job. How you feel about that? There's a wide receiver that could be on the market. Mm. We'll get Joe's thoughts on that, and we'll see what other athlete is going to speak out killing the Houston Astros.
I have no idea.
We should set odds on that for the rest
of
the
day.
Mahomes?
A
Democratic candidate?
I don't see Mahomes doing that.
No.
I don't
see
him.
Too cool for school.
He's not doing that.
And you never know what surprise.
He's the king of the world right now. Why does he need to do that?
He's not LeBron James.
Well,
he's got to have an opinion on everything.
LeBron, you know.
Yeah.
LeBron's got to make sure he talks about everything.
Oh, he sure does.
Don't get me started on LeBron.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.